Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Lamar Steger, cattle producer, but also an advisor to Walmart on their beef buying. Back with Lamar in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Lamar Steger is a cattle producer from northwestern Arkansas, but he's also served as an advisor to Walmart and their efforts to become a better beef retailer. And he says Walmart's been very aggressive in trying to deliver to customers a great eating experience when it comes to the beef they buy from the nation's largest beef retailer.
The studies that they did through their insights teams would include blind taste test, and it would also include just consumer polling. And we have to give credit to Certified Angus Beef and the American Angus Association for what they've done to the word Angus, is that consumers in urban areas recognize the word Angus, and they don't recognize a lot of the other breeds. And so that's whether it's really the better meat or not, it doesn't matter. It's what the customer's asking for, right? So I think that's one of the things that I've been humbled a little bit as we've gone through the program, is I've learned over and over again that I don't care what kind of beef consumers ask for. I'm all for it. I'm not rolling my eyes anymore as I did 15 years ago about some of the specialty programs. I'm thrilled to death that there are specialty programs, the Never Ever programs, NHTC, all natural grass programs, the verified grass programs. And it's whatever those consumers want. As long as it's beef, I'm a cheerleader for that supply chain. And all of those different programs that have specialty attributes are growing and have a growing number of consumers that are really asking for those kind of things. Before COVID, when I would run into ranchers at NCBA meeting or whatever, and some people get in your face, and it's like, why are you so high on Angus? It's like, I'm raising this other, and the taste is as good or better, this, that, and the other. And I'm completely agreed with them. And my suggestion is, if you do have breeds or cattle with special attributes, find your niche to be a part of a supply chain that will help you to get more money for that. And I don't want to disparage any of the supply chains. I'm for all of them. And so I think every grocery chain is going to be, or most every grocery chain is going to be looking for ways to differentiate themselves from the rest of the pack.
And Lamar Steger says that cow-calf operators and the cattle industry have really bought into better genetics for their animals, and the beef that's being produced, it's great.
I think it's just amazing the percentage of cattle now that are grading prime and upper two-thirds choice. And I never thought 15 years ago, I never thought in my lifetime that we would see 10% prime or that we would see these things. And so when huge grocery stores like Walmart can offer a high quality, consistent program across the board, which they're starting to really be able to do, where customers have consistency and they take it home and they like it and they're coming back to buy it. Other grocery stores are going to be responding by saying, how can I differentiate myself? Last night I was with a grocer here in Scottsdale, and he's like, I'm not going to try to go head to head against what Walmart is doing with the upper two-thirds choice black trade program in 4,500 stores. He just has a few, compared to that, he has a few stores, and he's going to find a supply chain with attributes that he can say, hey, look at me, I'm different and I'm unique, and come buy my meat instead of going to Kroger or or Walmart or whatever. And it's interesting because as the quality of the entire beef cattle herd raises in our country, then the competition is not going to be just for quality. And for my meats has better quality, the competition is going to be some attribute.
Cow-calf operator and advisor to Walmart, Lamar Steger. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the 2021 Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale is coming this Saturday, April 10th, 12:30 p.m. at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. 120 head will be offered, including 75 head of Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. Catalog and videos of the animals being sold are available at mcsauction.com. You can call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale this Saturday, April 10th. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.